Hi, Reverend Paul Sackis here in my backyard, 79th and 80th, 7 o'clock, the time that we've been ringing bells and showing our appreciation to all the heroes of our town, of the world, during this most difficult pandemic, COVID period. Today's Martin Luther King Day, Dr. Martin Luther King, and we decided to have a broadcast because we're passionate about what Dr. Martin Luther King stood for, peace and freedom. And many years ago, we did an interview with a facility that was built around 2014. And we interviewed the executive director for the National Center for Civil and Human Rights. It's down in Atlanta, Georgia, right next to the Coca-Cola pavilion down there and others. And they got a lot of good corporate sponsorship. And they built a wonderful museum to honor Martin Luther King and the period of civil rights and human rights. So that is an important subject to us. As you know, we've been involved with peace, the International Day of Peace, Peace Day Party. So today, what we wanted to do is to also share this show with many, many people. To give some kind of a understanding of how to create a show, in essence, because in essence we're on Facebook Live, so you can do that to your own community. We will also then rebroadcast this on goodnewsplanet.tv. We'll put it into some different languages, Spanish and Chinese and maybe Arabic and Hindi and others, and take this program and help others learn how to broadcast. So the first thing about broadcasting something after my 40 plus years in this business is do something that you're passionate about. And the Martin Luther King Day is something I'm passionate about, okay? And we did this movie Woodstock Forever with Richie Havens, and Richie Havens was passionate about Martin Luther King. And one of the songs I'm going to play on the sax right now was created and adapted by Pete Seeger, who was a good friend of ours as well. So let's get to some music. We're going to do a concert, go inside and play some piano. We're going to make it a Name That Tune show, soul music, and maybe some others. Depends on how much time. It's only half an hour show. So it's all good, and thank you for tuning in. And we hope that you take a moment to ponder where the world is right now. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the song I like to end up with. Tequila! All right. Happy Martin Luther King. And we will take a moment here. Share is a Dream, King's Beloved Community. This is the website for the National Center for Civil and Human Rights. It's a museum and cultural institution. It connects the U.S. civil rights movement to human rights challenges of today. Okay, so this is a serious reality. Everybody is and should be free. Black lives matter, yellow lives matter, red lives matter, brown lives matter, white lives matter. Everybody's life matters. Everybody is important and everybody is beautiful. So that's our feeling. You know, we have the happy face and we have it in all the colors of humanity. You know, our friend Richie Havens, he was a believer and a good friend of Martin Luther King, as well as Pete Seeger, our good friend. And he started Woodstock many years ago, and we do have this movie called Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. So I thought I'd go and give Richie a little opening of Woodstock as part of this Martin Luther King Freedom benefit. So you have the website. To send things, send money, send your love to that location for civil rights and for human rights. And so let's listen to Mr. Richie Havens.
Freedom, freedom.
Summer of 69.
Okay. Thank you, Richie Havens. And thank you for doing the 20th anniversary of Woodstock with me. All right. This is from our movie, Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. So let's go inside and going to play some songs and take it from there. Who's that guy? Who's that? Hey, Bill Clinton. President Bill Clinton stopped by. He's wearing a Good News hat. And see, anytime he's near a saxophone, he's all excited. And does anybody know about the fact of balanced budgets? We're talking about an inauguration on Wednesday. Do you know the two people that balance the budgets for the United States government are in the recent times, maybe earlier? Guess what they had in common? They were musicians. Bill Clinton, and who's the other one? So this is gonna, we're going to have a name that tune. May peace prevail on earth. So who's the other one? Bob Newhart? No. Dick Nixon. Okay, so Plato said, though, human behavior flows from three main sources, desire, emotion, and knowledge. Rock and roll. So I said that we would do it like a Name That Tune kind of a project. Actually, I worked on Name That Tune in CBS a zillion years ago. So we're going to start off with some songs and see if you can name that tune. And I just pray that the camera's still working, and I pray that I'm working. So I think I'm going to start off with. I name that tune in one note. Can anybody name that tune in one note? That's a great, I love that show. All right, can anybody name the tune in two notes? All right, name that tune. I remember this is a soul, name that tune show. All right, we're going to go for three tunes. All right, four. All right, I think that's enough, right? You all got this one, right? Sometimes in my life, what happens? good at the words, but I'm a musician. So you sing it. Run through your mind. They will show on your face, said somebody unknown. Instead of looking at the past, I put myself ahead 20 years and try to look at what I need to do now in order to get there then, said Diana Ross, who I'm sure would be who's a soul lady, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Diana's in the Woodstock forever. She starts it off with everybody love one another. That's all there is to it. Okay. So that was good. Now I got to remember some songs. Oh, I know what song. This is an interesting song. I wonder if you can get this song, okay? And it's interesting. Okay, so once again, remember, this is a benefit for the National Center for Civil and Human Rights in Atlanta, Georgia. So there's a website on this post, and we will rebroadcast it, and we'll put an opening and closing, and we're going to also utilize this as a teaching tool for others to learn how to create the television. Amazingly enough, with a Facebook telephone, my home, and passion and love and caring about the subject matter, okay?
So everybody, think about a show that you would like to create, and I offer you Good News Broadcast to actually end up with a location for your content, okay? Your good news is our good news. We just put out a newsletter, and go to our homepage and sign up for the newsletter, because we just put it out saying your good news is our good news. And actually, we coined that phrase, Gabrielle Noel Greaves coined that phrase maybe 20 some odd years ago, but it still applies. So now this is an interesting song, okay? Now I'm going to play this song all in the black keys. Now, there's nothing meant about that. I'm a brother playing a soul band. All right, all on the black keys. Now, everybody who ever wants to play the piano, you can play this song, and it's an old song. It was in a show. I'm giving you some hints. It was in a show called Showboat, okay? So watch this. And tell me if you can get it. All right, that's three notes. All right, you got it? Has some soul to it. All right, so now I'm going to play something that is, here's another song that you should learn. Let me see if you know this song. Let me see how many, raise your hand if you can play this song. Because the soul is your feelings about life, right? There's no doubt. And who has confidence in himself will gain the confidence in others, said Loeb Lazzaro. So I'm watching Soundscape here. This is a wonderful thing. Albert Einstein, a problem cannot be solved with the same consciousness that created it. A problem, so that's good for Martin Luther King, cannot be solved with the same consciousness that created it, said Albert Einstein, with a Van Gogh painting. I don't know if you can see the television. It's called Soundscapes on Music Choice. Thank you. It's a beautiful broadcast that has a tremendous amount of music. And without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. All right, so I urgently am trying to figure out what I should play. But I'm going to play a song that people like that I play, because I think it's a nice song. Okay, does anybody know this song? Okay. Thank you. yourself clean and bright. You are a window through which you must see the world. George Bernard Shaw. Okay. Some people asked me to play this, Malagueña, a great Spanish melody, and I'm going to do it. Okay? Days, make the days count, Muhammad Ali. He'd be happy we're doing that Martin Luther King thing. Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali. What the caterpillar calls the end, the rest of the world calls a butterfly, said Lewis. Here. When you learn, teach. When you get, give. Ay, God, who could have asked for anything more? Who could have asked for anything? Who knows that song? Thank you, Maya Angelou. Okay. Give. When you learn, teach. When you get, give. Okay, so we have a beautiful museum that is built around civil rights and human rights. Everybody should be free, and everybody should be able to say what they think, whether you like what they say or whether you don't like what they say. Nobody should punch anybody in the nose. Imagine Peace. Thank you, Yoko Ono, for supporting our Peace Day efforts and our Vigil for Peace, our Woodstock event, and so on and so forth. So today's the day that I guess has gone down in history, right? It's a national holiday. Why is it a national holiday? Because a man got up and said, you know, we're going to do better. Now, let me just say something. That was just about 50, 60, 70 years ago. That was like yesterday, right? Just like women getting an opportunity to vote. Just a couple weeks ago, all right? Everybody has the right to do everything, except punch somebody in the nose, steal from somebody, hurt somebody, do bad kinds of things like that. Physical things, mental things aren't even good as well. So let's end on a positive note. Said Frederick Douglass, if there is no struggle, there is no progress. Frederick Douglass, who could have asked for anything more? Yeah, all right, let's end with this. Because sometimes in life it ain't so easy. But call on somebody. Hey, I'm a reverend, call me. 212-647-1212. I'm a human being first. In fact, we're all Homo sapiens. Hello, Homo sapien, brother, sister. TV. Thank you very much for coming and listening, and we'll make it into a show if it recorded. I never went back to check. It's a hard thing to do a one-person show, to record it, to tinkle the ivories a little bit and play the sax. We shall overcome. We have overcome. The world is at peace. There's a few that aren't peaceful. There are a few that can't share their differences without popping you in the head. Nonviolence, all right? And every time anybody ever thinks about who were peacemakers in our lifetime, you know Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King's name does come up. And he comes up with some of the greatest of the peacemakers ever in the history of our time. So I'd say it's an honor to get a chance to spend a couple moments together. It's an honor if you can donate to his, at that museum, they have his collections of his writings and a lot of other important information about the time. In fact, our friend Richie Havens said when he was even singing Woodstock, you know, his assassination wasn't of Martin Luther King, was part of what was going on. There was a war, Vietnam, and it was a tough time. Woodstock came out of that period of time, okay? And we sure know we're going through a hard time now. And so we're all going to get through it, though. Okay, get a vaccination, wear a mask, be smart, love one another, and peace to all of you. Thank you for tuning in. Go to goodnewsplanet.tv. We'll be broadcasting it. And if you have good news to share with us, please do, because where your good news is our good news. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Take care. And I got a freedom tie. And you got a freedom of self.
Reverend Martin Luther King would be proud to hear Amanda Gorman's The Hill We Climb poem at the 2021 inaugural ceremony, for sure.
Let me introduce Amanda Gorman, our nation's first ever National Poet Laureate.
Mr. President, Dr. Biden, Madam Vice President, Mr. Emhoff, Americans and the world. When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace. In the norms and notions of what just is, isn't always just is. And yet the dawn is ours before we knew it. Somehow we do it. Somehow we've weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother, can dream of becoming president only to find herself reciting for one. And yes, we are far from polished, far from pristine, but that doesn't mean we are striving to form a union that is perfect. We are striving to forge our union with purpose, to compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man. And so we lift our gazes not to what stands between us, but what stands before us. We close the divide because we know to put our future first, we must first put our differences aside. We lay down our arms so we can reach out our arms to one another. We seek harm to none and harmony for all. Let the globe, if nothing else, say this is true. That even as we grieved, we grew. That even as we hurt, we hoped. That even as we tired, we tried. That we'll forever be tied together, victorious. Not because we will never again know defeat, but because we will never again sow division. Scripture tells us to envision that everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. If we're to live up to our own time, then victory won't lie in the blade, but in all the bridges we've made. That is the promised glade, the hill we climb, if only we dare it. Because being American is more than a pride we inherit. It's the past we step into and how we repair it. We've seen a force that would shatter our nation rather than share it, would destroy our country if it meant delaying democracy. And this effort very nearly succeeded. But while democracy can be periodically delayed, it can never be permanently defeated. In this truth, in this faith we trust, for while we have our eyes on the future, history has its eyes on us. This is the era of just redemption. We feared it at its inception. We did not feel prepared to be the heirs of such a terrifying hour, but within it we found the power to author a new chapter, to offer hope and laughter to ourselves. So while once we asked, how could we possibly prevail over catastrophe? Now we assert, how could catastrophe possibly prevail over us? We will not march back to what was, but move to what shall be, a country that is bruised but whole, benevolent but bold, fierce and free. We will not be turned around or interrupted by intimidation, because we know our inaction and inertia will be the inheritance of the next generation. Our blunders become their burdens, but one thing is certain. If we merge mercy with might and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright. So let us leave behind a country better than the one we were left. With every breath from my bronze pounded chest, we will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one. We will rise from the gold-limbed hills of the West. We will rise from the wind-swept Northeast, where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake-rimmed cities of the Midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked South. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover in every known nook of our nation, in every corner called our country. Our people, diverse and beautiful, will emerge battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it.
At this time, I have the honor to present to you the moral leader of our nation. I have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, The life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. So we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summit of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But that is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must forever conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protests to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to a distrust of all white people. For many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is tied up with our destiny. And they have come to realize that their freedom is inextricably bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. And as we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied. As long as our bodies, heavy with the fatigue of travel, cannot gain lodging in the motels of the highways and the hotels of the cities. We cannot be satisfied as long as the Negro's basic mobility is from a smaller ghetto to a larger one. We can never be satisfied as long as our children are stripped of their selfhood and robbed of their dignity by signs stating for whites only. We cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro in Mississippi cannot vote and a Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. No, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution and staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities. Knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed, let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims' cry. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California, but not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia, let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee, let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."